Hi, I'm Nina Brick. I play for Colgate Women's Hockey, and you're listening to College Hockey Talk.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by freshman from the Colgate women's hockey team, Nina Brick. Welcome to the podcast, Nina, and how's everything going?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Things are going great here. Got a recovery session in this morning, so body's feeling great and rested.
Well, that's good to hear. And I just have to ask, talk about your recent games, I guess, against Princeton and Quinnipiac. What did you take away from them, and how would you evaluate your first half of the season so far from your perspective?
So the level of competition in the ECAC is very high, and you need to bring your best effort every game. The teams defend well. Goalies are really good in this league, and it's hard to get shots from high-scoring areas. And usually special team success is often the difference between winning and losing. But for myself, I believe my first half has been successful, and I'm just adjusting to the speed and physicality of the play. But my focus is just to continue to grow my game in the second half of the season.
Yeah, and you're going up against some great teams in Nashville next weekend. So how excited are you, first of all, to go to Nashville and play some of the best teams in the country?
I'm really looking forward to the tournament and the atmosphere of playing in the capital of country music. But yeah, it's really exciting to play against top-level competition, and we're expecting lots of fans and lots of parents to come down, get to see my parents for the first time for a while, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, have you ever been to Nashville before, and are you a country music fan, and how excited are you to go, well, I guess, explore the city a little bit when you're not playing hockey?
Yeah, I've never been, but I love country music. Being from Saskatchewan, it's kind of it's like a given, I guess, but usually my summer playlist is filled with country, and yeah, I'm looking forward to just touring the city and having some free time to go explore it.
Now, how does your team handle being a ranked team? Because checking the rankings this morning, your team is ranked. So how do you guys try to handle the pressure of being a ranked team, and how do you try to maintain your consistency playing against some tough competition in the ECAC conference?
We're a close group, and we enjoy the challenges that come with being a nationally ranked team, and realize that we're going to get every team's best effort when we play them. Our coaches do a good job of keeping us focused, though, and developing us and improving our execution, just focusing on that.
Now, how would you evaluate your freshman year so far, hockey-wise?
My season had some early offensive success, but has come with the realization as the season has gone along that it's hard to score in college hockey. There's a lot less time and space to make plays.
Now, what's been the biggest adjustment you've had to make to college hockey? Has it been kind of just finding ways to keep your consistency offensively, or has it been other things?
I would say my biggest adjustment has been learning to play away from the puck, since I've had the puck on my stick less than any other point in my career, and it's kind of just adjusting to that.
And how was your off season this year? Did you do anything interesting, whether it was hockey related or non-hockey related? How was it like preparing for college hockey this year?
Yeah, so my entire summer was spent training like every single day, pretty much. I also planned on doing some training with Daryl Belfry over the summer, but due to COVID restrictions, I wasn't able to travel down to Florida to go train with him. But for fun, I got on the lake a few times and enjoyed surfing with my friends just as a little break from hockey once in a while.
That sounds awesome. What's it like surfing on a lake? I think whenever I think of surfing, it's usually in the ocean. So how do you do in a lake? Is it like using those boats, I guess, to create waves, or is it just natural?
Yeah, it's like a surf boat, and then you go behind it, and you don't have a rope or anything, but you just kind of ride on the wake. It's pretty fun, I gotta say. It's my favorite water sport to do over the summer.
So is it like surfing, like with a board, or is it kind of similar to paddleboarding where you're like holding on to it? That's how I view it personally.
No, it's surfing with a board. You stand up and then you
that's awesome.
Throw the rope into the boat and then you just surf on the wake.
That's cool. Yeah, that's I never seen that before. I got to check those videos out on YouTube. I think that that would be a fun watch. Now, how is training going for yourself, and what are you working on right now regarding your game during the season?
My training is going well, and the coaching staff has been great in helping me continue my development throughout the season. As I mentioned earlier, I'm working on puck support, both strong and weak side. And as a centerman, I'm also working on face-off techniques and quick release off the pass and deception moves as well.
Now, what is one area of your game you're hoping to improve on the most during this season?
My focus is on developing my consistency, where I'm having a positive impact on the game every single shift I'm out there.
And did you face any challenges this offseason preparing for the upcoming season with the pandemic still going on? Was it like hard to find ice time, and were gyms still closed?
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges in preparing for the season, in particular the fact that there was no gameplay available for most of last year in Oakville. But I focused on my individual skill development, which included shooting and stick handling in my garage, skating on an outdoor pond near my house. And I also rented ice both in Regina and surrounding areas, which was good. And it was usually just me and my dad most of the time, but it was good because I got to get on the ice and get some reps in.
Yeah, and how did you like handle the challenges of the pandemic last year and this off season a little bit? Like, what was your kind of mindset through handling through all those challenges, not playing that much hockey, but also trying to find stuff to do and trying to have effective training when you're doing it from your house?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult, but I can only focus on the things I can control, and that's just about what I can do in the moment to be better as a hockey player. So I just worked on my individual skill development and just got ready for this upcoming season.
Now, talk about your freshman class and what's it been like preparing with them, and how have you guys gotten to know each other a little bit this season, even though it's been only a few months?
Yeah, so we started a group chat with each other before the season started and got on a couple Zoom meetings before the season to talk to each other and get to know each other. But we're super close, and we spend lots of time socializing with each other away from the rink, including like eating meals and going on a few shopping trips.
And just talk about your upperclassmen as well and just the leadership that they possess and how have they helped your transition into college hockey, especially players like Danielle Serdakny, who's been a great leader for your team so far this year.
The veterans have been incredibly supportive in both adjusting to hockey, but also in navigating college life, like with class selection. And they made the freshmen feel super welcome at the start of the season and include us with all the activities going on.
So you're from Regina, Saskatchewan. I kind of want to talk about the beginning of your hockey career a little bit. So just talk about growing up in Saskatchewan and how did you start playing hockey?
I started playing hockey at the age of 4 in something called the 345 Fun League. I played co-ed hockey until I was 15, and I was often the only girl on an all-guys team. I would also play spring hockey on an all-girls team, and we would travel around playing in tournaments, mostly in Western Canada. And my dad also coached me up until I started playing with the Rebels.
And who was your favorite player growing up? Was it someone in the NHL or was it a female player on the national team?
I had a few favorite players. So in the NHL, it was Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, and Nathan MacKinnon. I also grew up cheering for Sam Steele, who played for my hometown team, the Regina Pats, in the WHL. And he now plays for Anaheim. But on the female side, it was Haley Wickenheiser. And I got to meet her when I played in a tournament in Calgary. She came to watch. So, yeah.
That's awesome. What's she like in person?
She's great, like very supportive of female hockey. She runs a tournament under her name, so it's just like as a young girl looking up to her, it's super motivating to see her in person and wanting to be like her one day.
Now, before Colgate, you played for the Regina Rebels. How did you get the opportunity to play for that team?
I was scouted by the coach while I was playing on a U15 female team that was playing in a U18 female league.
And just talk about your time with the Rebels and what did you take away from it?
The Rebels gave me an opportunity to showcase my talents and play in a number of tournaments like the Mandy Schwartz, and we traveled to a tournament in Detroit. Playing on the Rebels also allowed me to compete against several girls who also went on to play D1 hockey, like Grace Shirley, Ashley Messier, Taylor Lind, all girls that I've been playing against.
And you were named captain of that Rebels team. So what type of leadership did you want to bring? Were you more of a vocal leader or lead by example type of player?
Generally, I'm a lead by example type of person, working hard in practice and games. But I was also vocal in supporting my teammates and cheering them on.
Now, how did your time with the Rebels help prepare you for college hockey?
They prepared me by giving me the opportunity to play with and compete against some of the best female players. And I also had the opportunity to explore my talents and build my confidence while I was there.
You also played in the PWHL for the Oakville Hornets. Talk about your experience with Oakville, even though you didn't play a game for them, and what was that like?
It was difficult not having the opportunity to play games, but I just focused on my individual skill development, and that's all I could really focus on during that time, and just use that to prepare for this season coming up.
And yeah, my next question was, how did you handle not having a season last year? What did you do during that time period of not playing, and what would normally be your season?
So we got the opportunity to play some 4-on-4 hockey in Oakville. Wasn't the same as 5-on-5, but it allowed me to play against different girls that I wasn't used to playing against. The PWHL has a lot of talent in that league, so it was great playing against some different competition in those 4v4 hockey games.
Now, talk about your recruitment process to Colgate. Why did you choose to go there versus the schools you might have looked at, and what was your recruitment process just like overall?
Colgate first noticed me. I was competing in the Mandy Schwartz tournament with the Rebels. They indicated that my style of game of puck possession and ice awareness fit with the style of their gameplay. And I chose Colgate for the coaching staff and team philosophy that would support my continued development. Also a great academic school and amazing and supportive teammates.
Yeah, I want to ask you some questions about some of your teammates. The first one is Danielle Serdokny, like I just mentioned earlier in the interview. What's it like getting the chance to play with her, especially since she's one of the best players in college hockey right now?
Yeah, I definitely look up to her as a player. She always works hard at practice and in games. She's super competitive and strives to be the best she can be, which is motivates me to push myself even harder.
And you also get to play with Dara Gregg. What's she like as a teammate, both on and off the ice, especially since she just won a national championship with Wisconsin last year?
Yeah, they're both really competitive. Dara also leads by example, and I always see her doing extra things off the ice to get better as a player. And like I said, that just motivates me and pushes me to be better as well.
So I want to transition to a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I just ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So my first question to you is, if you could do anything for a day, what would you do and why?
If it were summer, I would have to say being on a lake, surfing with my friends. But winter, my favorite thing to do is just play pond hockey with my friends from home.
Nice. And is it different playing pond hockey versus, like, I guess, playing in like a more competitive atmosphere or environment? Like, what's the differences you notice, and does playing pond hockey help your game at all?
Yeah, it's just like we're out there, we're like competing with each other. It's super competitive, but it's also just having a good time with friends and getting together with some old teammates, focusing on some different skills, trying new skills out there, and just working on my own game.
So next non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I would say it'd have to be McDavid, so I could talk to him about hockey and maybe learn a few tricks or moves from him.
Are you going to try to attempt that goal he scored against Winnipeg a few days ago? I don't know if you saw that. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, I did see that. I guess we'll see. Maybe I will have to try that.
Yeah, no, I don't know like how he does it sometimes. Obviously, the goal against the Rangers was honestly probably one of the best goals I've seen in the past 10 years. I don't think anything's going to top that for a long time at least.
No, that was crazy.
Now, next non-hockey question is, who is the funniest teammate you have at Colgate?
Funniest teammate would be Schneid. She's our captain. She's someone who will always put a smile on your face, and she's always just super positive.
Who has the best style on the team besides yourself?
Best style award would probably go to Dara.
Who is the best trash talker on the team? Like, who has the best chirps in the games?
Don't really hear much of it, honestly, but I would say Sir Dakny, probably.
Now, what music do you like to listen to before games?
Before games, I usually listen to rap or alternative pop music just to get my head in the game. But during summer, it's full on country mode.
Nice. Any go-to artist before a game?
Not necessarily, no.
Now, next non-hockey question, and the final, I guess one of the final non-hockey questions is, what sports do you like to watch besides hockey?
Yeah, besides hockey, I like watching basketball since I was actually a point guard in my elementary school.
Nice. Who's your favorite team?
Raptors.
Oh, nice. How are they doing this year? I know since Kawhi left, I haven't heard too much about them, to be honest with you.
Honestly, I haven't been really following them much this year, but I'm not really sure.
No, was it cool getting to see them win the championship, though, a few years ago?
Yeah, I was actually in Toronto at the time when they had game 6, and I really wanted to go to the game, but tickets were super expensive, so.
Did you at least get to go to the parade?
No, I didn't make it there.
Oh, that's disappointing. It looked fun. I heard it was like the most attended event in Toronto history, for a long time. Now, next non-hockey question and the final one, since it's coming up and since the holiday season's coming up, what's your favorite Christmas song?
It's got to be Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. It's always a good song.
Now, back to some hockey questions now. My first one is, what advice would you give a younger player who's trying to make it to a D1 college hockey team?
I would say just focus on your skill development, every opportunity you get, like skating, shooting, stick handling, and passing. Whenever possible, challenge yourself to play against the best players as well.
And what should be done to help grow women's hockey, in your opinion?
I'd like to see more coverage of women's hockey and promotion of female stars like Poulin and Hillary Knight. I would also like to see some opportunities given to female hockey, as I do for male hockey teams. And also maybe in the future, see like the NHL incorporate like sponsors to support the growth of women's professional hockey.
Now, this next question kind of goes along with that one. So obviously the tournament for women's college hockey was announced that was expanded to 11 teams. I just want to get your thoughts on that whole situation, just because I saw that everyone in D1 women's college hockey was posting the thing to have it get expanded, and it finally worked the week later.
Yeah, we got the news from our coach that social media will be spreading the word. So our team posted on Instagram the next day, and shortly after we heard that the NCAA changed it to 11 teams, and it was pretty quick, but our team was really excited to hear that news.
Now, do you have any shout-outs you like to give to any of your teammates, former teammates, any family members, friends, anyone in particular before we end this interview?
Yeah, I would my Colgate teammates, all my current and past coaches for helping me get to this point, my parents for being really supportive of me and following me and helping me get to my dreams, and my friends back home in Regina.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Nina. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the season. I know you're going to do great, and I hopefully get the chance to see you play in person sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you to everyone who listened to today's episode. I really appreciate it, and it means a lot to me. Make sure you follow our social media accounts, and I'll see you guys next time with another great episode. But until then, take care, everyone, and have a great day. Bye.